Pope Benedict also today addressed the Society of Jesus. Ema McCarthy has this report.
Come più volte vi hanno detto i miei predecessori, la Chiesa ha bisogno di voi.
Pope Benedict XVI told the Jesuit priests gathered before him Thursday, the Church needs you, it counts on you, and continues to trust in you to reach those physical and spiritual places where others fail to or have difficulty in reaching.
I temi oggi continuamente discussi e messi in questione.
The Holy Father said that on the one hand there is a world that is a theatre where the battle between good and evil is waged, an evil that hides behind the individualism of ideas which relativize the sacred, an evil that is propagated through a confusion of messages which make it increasingly difficult to hear Christ's message, an evil which lies within those situations of injustice and conflict of which the poorest are the victims. On the other hand, he said, there is a religious order which in the course of its 500-year history has been capable of challenging cultural and historical adversities to bring the true gospel to all corners of the world. Today, noted the Pope, the obstacles challenging those who announce the gospel are no longer seas and vast distances. Rather, they are the boundaries of a superficial vision of God and of man, which places obstacles in the way of faith and human knowledge, faith and science, faith and the commitment to justice. Faced with these boundaries, continued Pope Benedict, Jesuits must be witnesses and help create the understanding that there is instead true harmony between faith and reason, a harmony that must be translated into the defence of those central issues which today are increasingly under attack from secular culture. In short, marriage and the family, sexual morality, and the question of mankind's salvation in Christ.
Proprio per questo vi ho invitato e vi invito anche oggi a riflettere.
Here the Pope invited the Jesuits to renewed reflection on the meaning of their characteristic fourth vow of obedience to St. Peter's successor, which he said does not only imply readiness to be sent out on missions to far-off lands, but also in true Ignatian spirit to feel themselves with the Church and in the Church, to love and serve Christ's vicar as precious and irreplaceable collaborators at the service of the universal Church. Pope Benedict XVI also expressed his deep gratitude for the Jesuits' emphasis of aid to refugees. Our choice to serve the poor, he said, is not an ideological one, but it comes from the gospel.
E mi unisco a voi nella preghiera insegnataci da Sant'Ignazio al termine degli esercizi.
The Holy Father concluded with words of encouragement for that precious and effective instrument of Ignatian spiritual exercises and invited the gathered group to recite together with him the prayer composed by the order's founder, a prayer so great, said the Pope, that I almost do not dare to recite it.
Prendi, Signore, e ricevi tutta la mia libertà.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding and my entire will, all I have and call my own. Whatever I have or hold, you have given me. I return it all to you and surrender it wholly to be governed by your will. Give me only your love and your grace, and I am rich enough, and ask for nothing more.
Questo mi basta.